KB4 CBA Mobile.
Hi, Dave. We're just a few blocks from home, but good morning to you, or good afternoon.
Yes, it's really nice out here, I tell you. Just finished playing tennis and pulling out of the parking lot here. And, I don't know what the exact temperature is, but my car's been sitting out in the sun. It says 77, but I kind of figure it's going to go down a couple of degrees anyway.
You go out and work a little bit on the chicken pen and change their watering system, clean it out, and then I think we're going to goof off after that. I don't know what I'm going to do. I got a few things to do. Well, I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving if I don't hear you again. I heard you this morning, but I was eating breakfast at the time.
When you were listening, I would have threw a jab in there. I guess you heard me say, you know, if I was talking to Tom, you know, he'd say that's one, because I think Dave got one on me, but anyway, or I got one on him. I can't remember now.
It was on there. No, I was watching something interesting on Modern Marvels on TV, so I turned the volume down on the 2-meter radio. Oh, I think it was about welding. It was very interesting. I used to work on many welders.
Yeah, but, you know, that's something I could have learned some about when I worked at the county, even though I didn't work in heavy equipment. That's where they had all that stuff. You know, we really didn't need it very often. It was a rare occasion over in the side that had we had the automotive, and we did, you know, ambulances and police cars and cars from the codes department and all that.
Removing catalytic converters back in the old days. Remember when guys used to do that? They didn't realize that those engines were developed for an air gas ratio that needed to be in there, though. This is Engineer TR.
Sitting here in a real noisy section. I don't know if you can hear me. I'll be out here in a minute. So when the light turns green.
Well, we've arrived home, Dave, so I can't stay too much longer. We're sitting here in the car, but yeah, I worked on welders all the way from not very small, 250 amps, all the way up to 1,500 amp submerged arc welders, sections of inch and a half steel together to make a big kiln that, when it was finished, would weigh around 135 tons.
I was watching something on Modern Marvels maybe a day or two ago, maybe three. And they were talking about welding, and some of the welding they were doing, they were building that, they call it like a dove release building. It's got these long prongs sticking out on both sides, and it's not very tall. I mean, the building itself is a station for the transit system, and I guess it's kind of like another Grand Central Station, because it is very large. But anyway, the welding they had to do is just incredible.
I had a very good friend, his name was Ron Dickey, and I asked him to do a weld for me that was really intricate on a firearm many years ago, and it needed to be TIG welded, tungsten inert gas. And he says, Tom, he says, if it ain't paper, I can weld it. And you just knew who the really good ones were. But they all had to be pretty good because we did large water valves up to 144 inches in diameter that weighed 50,000 pounds. And many of those went into nuclear power plants. So they had to have an N stamp on everything they'd done, which was nuclear. So they had to pass a bunch of tests just to be certified for that. It was quite stringent. And then all the wells were x-rayed and stuff like that. Because you wouldn't want any of them rentgens or, you know, anything like that escaping. But it... it was fascinating in that Sunbury's dark. You could just stand there and watch it without a hood on, and it just kind of bubble, and it'd lay a bead, I don't know, 3/4 to an inch deep on each pass and about an inch wide. And the welding rod is as big as your little finger.
KQ4 WQM.
They were at home, so I got to go and let this other... lady get in there, and my wife's sitting here chomping at the bit wanting to get out, so I'll catch you later, Dave. KB4CBA N0TR 73's Dave.
Well, 73's Bernice, go ahead and pull him out of the vehicle there and get him jump started, and we'll talk to y'all later. N0TR KB4 CBA, go ahead there, Breaker. I did not get your call.
4 WQM, do you guys copy me there?
4 WQM, name here's David. I'm mobile on Pelham Road, headed, I don't know which way I'm headed. How does Pelham Road run? Anyway, I'm headed toward 291.
I'm just running 25 watts here on the base station. I'm recording a TikTok video. If you don't mind, being on a video here, I'm just recording a video for social media here on amateur radio.
With me, I mean, you're not getting a visual, so that's good. You know, because that would probably break your camera. It might burn up the whole system. But anywho, I think that's really neat.
Well, it was good to meet you there. This is KQ4 WQM, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3 to you, good sir.
What's your name?
The name here is Christian, sir, like the religion. Christian.
Name. I have a biblical name. Mine's David. And, dadgummit. Now I forgot your call. But anyway, if I don't talk to you, have a good Thanksgiving, and heck, we might talk to you before that. But enjoy the short queue. So KB4 CBA Mobile.
All right, the call sign here is Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Quebec Mike. But yeah, you have a good Thanksgiving too. KQ4 WQM, I'll be clear. 7-3.